We're starting with a report on the U.S. government's response to a caravan of migrants heading toward America's southern border with Mexico. We first reported on the caravan last week on our October 22nd show. You can find that in our archives at CNN10.com. The group is made up mostly of people from Central America. It's not known exactly how many migrants there are. Many have turned back and headed home to nations like Honduras. But estimates say several thousand are still in the caravan, which is making its way through Mexico. The U.S. military is sending command posts, helicopters, night vision equipment, medical units, and more than 5,200 troops to the U.S. border with Mexico. The military says that's in addition to more than 2,000 troops who've already been deployed from the National Guard. The deployment is called Operation Faithful Patriot, and an American military commander says the mission is to better secure areas where people can cross into the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump says gang members and some very bad people are mixed into the caravan and that the migrants won't be admitted into America unless they go through the legal process. He also called the caravan an invasion of the U.S. Critics say the migrant group is not a threat to America, that it's mostly made up of women and children. They accuse the president of using the caravan to incite fear and attract votes in next week's midterm elections. The migrants, who are traveling by foot, could still be weeks away from the U.S. border. The U.S. military operation there is expected to run from November 5th through mid-December.